You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's time now for the Marketplace Quiz. That's when we bring in musicians, writers, and other well-known people to ask them questions about work and money, how they've shaped their lives or taught them important lessons. This week, we brought on a familiar voice from the public radio family.
Mr. Birbiglia, why don't you get up to the mic? This is Ira Glass, and I'm one of the producers of the new movie, Don't Think Twice. It's a comedy, and it's in theaters everywhere. I also do a radio show.
And I'm Mike Birbiglia. I'm the writer, director, and actor in Don't Think Twice. And, you know, I get bossed around by Ira a lot.
Well, that's because you don't have a radio show.
That's true. Someday I hope to have a radio show.
Mike, here's the first question that we've been given to ask each other. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you blank.
Pizza, cocaine.
Oh, I see by your hesitation. You're about to say something dirty and you're stopping yourself, aren't you?
Hold on. Pizza, cocaine, real estate.
Okay. I accept that answer.
Ira, what was your first job?
It depends on how you count it. Like, probably the very first thing I did for money as a job was I did magic tricks at kids' parties all around suburban Baltimore and was paid up to, I think, $15 per show.
Wow.
And then the first job I had was I worked in a Baskin-Robbins. And we had a game that we would play, actually, that was a really fun game where Birbiglia, if you and I were, like, working behind the counter, the way the game would go is a bunch of people would enter the store during a rush, and I would choose any customer and point them out to you. And then your job in the game is that whatever that guy wanted to buy, you had to sell him pralines and cream.
Oh.
And then you just had to do everything, give him a taste, like talk it up. And it was really fun. Because most people, when they go into an ice cream store, they actually don't have a thing that they know they want to get. And just a nudge in any direction.
Well, you know, that's the dangerous thing about the specials when you're eating in a restaurant. I was a waiter for many years. Often the specials are food items they're trying to clear out of the kitchen.
What?
A lot of times they'll come up to you and they'll go, hey, the clam chowder is our special today. Really, they just want to not have any more clam chowder in the kitchen.
Because it's going to go bad.
Because it's going to go bad. Beware, marketplace consumers.
Hey, Mike, what's the hardest part of your job that nobody knows?
Dealing with you.
That is so mean.
In a nice way.
No, I feel like you've been doing this as a bit.
How fun it is.
I feel like you've been doing this as a bit for so long. Like, I feel like now it's starting to turn into the truth in your head.
No, but you have to remember, you're the closest thing that I have to having a boss.
I am no way.
You are.
Like your boss. What are you talking about?
I don't have anyone above me. I'm the director of the movie.
Well,
the only person above me is the producer.
But I'm not above you. I feel like I give you notes just like anybody else.
I know,
else.
But I defer to your notes much more than other people's because I think you are a Jedi of story.
But why would it be hard to deal with me if I'm giving you helpful notes?
Sometimes notes are hard to take in. Okay, Ira, what is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
I guess a toothbrush. You really need a toothbrush. If you don't brush your teeth, they're going to fall out, and then where are you going to be? A toilet would be a good thing to own, too.
Good point.
Or you don't have to own it. The toilet, I guess, if it just comes with the apartment.
Yeah, but you also need the plumbing. You can't just own it.
Good note.
You can't just own the toilet in isolation.
No, I
tried doing that at Home Depot once. I brought it home, threw it in the living room. No dice.
Bobby Nasdor, when I was growing up, the kid across the street, was the little brother of my friend Mark. And a famous story in the family was that they went to a department store, you know, like being in a department store, they went to the hat company, and like all the display toilets and bathrooms. And he pooed in the department store bathroom. No, he totally, and look at it now. That was like decades ago,
right.
And I still remember it, and I'm mentioning it on Marketplace.
That is the greatest scatological anecdote of all time.
Oh my god. When did you realize comedy could be an actual career?
When I was working as a door person at the Washington, D.C. Improv when I was 20 years old. Because I was like, oh, you can do this and you get to see shows for free?
You thought the career was being the door guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I'll do this. This seems great. I'll make minimum wage and watch free comedy forever. But I mean, honestly, in some ways, that was part of it, though. Because I would see, like, the Brian Regans and the Mitch Hedbergs and the Dave Chappelles, who were the headliners. But then I would see that the opening acts would make $300 for a week or $400 for a week. And I was like, I could be as good as the opening acts. And so that I went on the road. I drove around the country in my mom's station wagon, and I was the opening act. And then eventually I became, you know, the headliner.
You remember the first time you were paid to perform?
at Fat Tuesdays in Virginia. They were having a comedy night. It was like every Tuesday night was a comedy night. And I was asked on short notice to be like the opening act. I think I was paid like $120. And I couldn't believe it. To have like $100 cash for just...
It seemed like a lot.
Yeah, and like I'd bombed. Like it wasn't even like I was good. It was just so much money, it seemed like.
Yeah.
It was very exciting. Ira, what have you recently bought that you completely regret buying?
I did buy a pair of pants from online that I've returned.
Do you regret it?
Well, it was an experiment buying pants online. Like actually, like up until literally a month ago, I wore exactly the same thing every single day. It was a uniform that I created for myself just to like not have to think about what I was going to wear. And it was just a pair of jeans and a white shirt or a blue shirt. And then a couple weeks ago, I was just like, I'm going to branch out and get other clothes. And it included buying a pair of pants online, and I sent it back.
Wow. Now that the listeners are tuned out, we'll continue.
With that boring story. All right, what's the next question? Hey, Mike, what's your most prized possession?
I don't have a prized possession because you can't hold on to a hug. It happens in a moment and it disappears.
The greeting card writes itself.
I don't buy into your consumerist constructs, Ira. Okay. Nor marketplaces. I'm still hoping Bernie gets the nomination. It's not too late, America.
Ira Glass and Mike Birbiglia's new film, Don't Think Twice, is out now.